Thanks for listening to Suicide Buddies. This is Hampton Yund, and I just want to let you guys know, the listeners, that we take this pretty seriously. We joke around about depression and suicide and dark thoughts, but in actuality, we really want our audience to feel safe and secure. And if you're dealing with those sorts of dark, swirling, awful thoughts, we would prefer if you right now put down the podcast and call 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. It's the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, and they're great people. They have the resources that can help you deal with the situation and get through it a little bit more medically professional than us. And Dave and I are very happy that you're with us, so keep listening. You know just what to do when I look at you, and I don't wanna go. They call me on the phone and won't leave me alone when I don't wanna go.
Every rose has its thorn.
Remember that song?
That was pretty good. It's actually, it's about mental health, if you think about it.
If you really think about it, every song's about mental health from the singer talking directly to me.
Yeah, it's all about me.
Me.
It's not about narcissism. It's about me.
Thanks, Rolling Stones. That's right. I can't get no satisfaction. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you for talking to me. Wow, that's so funny.
Every rose has its thorn.
Well, that's not true. You can get some roses without thorns.
Everyone in my family has clinical depression.
Even funnier because I guess it's a song that he's trying to get a girl back.
Is it?
Just, yeah.
I've never heard this song.
God damn it. Guys, this is the untrue podcast. Yeah,
this is the fuck you cast.
Dave, what's your deal with pickles?
I don't eat them. Okay. I don't eat them. I don't like them. You put them on the plate. I say
fuck
that. I sliced
them up for you in your sandwich, and I can't help but notice the gigantic amount of pickles still on your plate.
Hampton made me a jackfruit and vegan cheese sloppy Joe. Because he's a coward, and he can't handle me.
Now you're too strong. You're too powerful now from all the food I gave you.
Oh, that's true. That's why I'm confident, because I ate all that soy protein. Well, that's not... What is jackfruit?
I believe it's
like
a
legume. No, it was super good, and I didn't mean to sound like an asshole. I eat so much vegan food.
See,
but then he put pickles out, and I'm just not a pickle guy.
I do that southern barbecue where I put a slice of pickle next to the jackfruit.
Yeah.
Fruit on fruit.
Just like mama used to make.
They're delicious.
Some barbecue soy.
It's hysterical to be like that, you know, like whimsical about like barbecue, you know, tofu barbecue, but you're like, no black people in my neighborhood.
Totally.
But my granddaddy taught me a soy tofu recipe.
I live right by a hospital, and that's how my rent is cheap. And right across the street from the hospital, there's a store called Christian Books and Veggie Foods. And yeah, so that's what you're talking about. Those people are real.
That's a real angel and demon on the shoulder.
Yeah, totally.
Well, we
have some homemade tempeh, and here are some books about how gay people are going to hell.
Okay. I mean, I'm hungry, but I really want to read. Oh, looks like good reading. Feeds the soul.
Wow, so you're describing a person who walks in there and finally finds what they've been looking for and they can't decide? That's insane. That's so funny.
Don't call me insane.
Sorry, dude. Shit. My buddy Justin came over to my house the other day to write, not just to hang out. I work. And he got in my house.
Poetry?
And he was like, yeah, we wrote poetry about...
girls
each other
like.
About girls about girls we like, and and he came in and he was like, hey, is there a store back there called Christian Books and Veggie Foods? And I was like, yeah, there's a lot of shit like that around here. And he goes, yeah, You should go there. They definitely have great produce. I was like, what? And he's like, dude, Christians know about lettuce. And I
was like,
what?
That's true. No good Christians got any of that bad romaine lettuce, E. coli, or any of those E. coli breakouts. All the good boys and girls who go to heaven, they didn't get it.
Total, well, right. Yeah.
I checked. I checked their poo. I'm like, you're probably a good Christian. Your shit looks good. Your shit looks really intact. You probably
your
believe
shit
in the
looks good.
You probably believe in the ways of Christ.
That's some good shit. And then it's a pile of shit.
Hey, your dog is your dog a good Christian?
Whoa.
This is insane.
Well, it has a big dick. Let's check out its shit. This is so funny because very often Aristotle laughs at what we say. And then I just looked over at him and he was like disappointed in me.
Yeah.
And that doesn't ever happen, but he was like, what the fuck, dude? This is bullshit.
This
man.
Is a joke intervention. I'm sorry, but you guys have been wilding out. A little Nick Cannon wilding out.
Oh, wow.
Put the cannons back, dude. Put the cannons away.
Put the Nick cannons away, dude.
Put the Nick cannons away. Oh, America's about to go to war. Let's deploy the Nick cannons.
The Nick. Get the Nick cannons out.
We're gonna drop Nick Cannon over the Middle East and he'll do his bad stand-up until Muslims kill themselves. This is about how funny he is.
Our good relationship with the Middle East is little waning. Let's get out the Nick Cannons.
People are
it's our
dead.
Last chance, the rapper.
These are briefs from the Pentagon. You have to understand. Somebody there just really fell into good music.
Yeah, our goodwill is little waning. Pull out the Nick Cannons. It's our last chance, the rapper. Oh man,
you're fired for being too good at your job. Oh, let's cut this out. Whatever this dead silence is, holy shit.
No, I couldn't think of another rapper pun.
Oh, come on, dude.
I know, it sucks because I should have more than three, but I only had three, and even those were hard to come up with. You're listening to Suicide Buddies. I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Hampton Yacht. This is a podcast about believing in yourself and not doubting bits.
And loving God.
Loving God. You have to love God if you listen to this podcast. And it's about mental health and depression.
And comedy. Yeah, comedy. It's a mental health comedy podcast run by two comedians who deal with bad depression a lot of the time.
Yeah, not medical professionals.
Yeah, not at all. We don't say that often enough. We come on here and we give advice rooted in what we've been through, but we should, I do want to stress, and we do regularly, but now is that time, right now. we're like truly, and you know, there's a recording at the beginning of the episode that you heard. If you're truly going through something, please seek professional help. We're just people that deal with this shit and get through it by being friends and joking around about how fucking dark our brains are. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like asking, you're drowning and you're asking another drowning person to be like,
yeah.
Hey, what about my drowning?
Yeah.
You're like, I don't know, man, it's rough.
But what we can do is we can stand on the shore and be like, drowning's crazy, and you're like, it is. That's what we do.
They got me. Open the open water comedy club. We take every audience out to open water where anything's legal. We're saying racial epithets. We're firing guns into the audience.
In international waters, it gets international hotter. Because hotter rhymes with water.
No one can get canceled in international waters. You try to cancel Dave Chappelle in international waters. I don't care how transphobic he gets.
Yeah, the problem is that the name of my yacht is cancel culture. So everyone gets canceled on my boat. Yeah, we have a closed loop version of Twitter on the boat. It's fucking crazy in there, dude.
I'm on board, man. This sounds awesome.
You're not on board. The boat is actually in the ocean.
No, I'm on board.
We look out and the boat is in your pool. Wow. Well, at least he uses it. Hampton, as a pool owner, I have to ask you, you think you're better than me?
We are going to convert it into an above ground pool.
Oh, interesting.
You just thought that'd be.
So you're just going to build a wall? Is that what you're saying?
We're going to build a wall. I don't want anybody near my pool.
You do have a wall around your pool, by the way. God, my fucking pool! I'm going to build a wall around my pool, and the pool is going to pay for it.
Every time my fucking back is turned, there's a bunch of Mexicans swimming in my pool. We got to build a wall. And he puts his fucking nice pool above ground. Yeah. I'm so into this.
An above ground pool on top of the in-ground pool.
Dear SNL, I have a $1 million sketch idea. I would like $1 million for this sketch.
Wait, what's the sound?
My typing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I have long nails, you know, like a...
It sounds like a squirrel running across hardwood.
Well, how do you write? I write like a squirrel.
Hey, I'm fucking on the road, man. I got...
Where is your aggression going?
I got dates. I got tour dates. Come see me in Northern California, please. This episode, if you're listening to it, as it drops... is out January 9th. That's a Thursday. Friday, January 10th, I'm in Santa Cruz at DNA's Comedy Lab. And Saturday, January 11th, I'm at It's Your Move Games in Oakland, California, in the Bay Area, right there on fucking Telegraph Ave, dude, right near Berkeley. I've done, it's awesome. It's a weekly show called Critical Hit, and I've been going through for a while. It's like my favorite spot to do stand up in the Bay. It's the shit. So come to that. And then I'm in Sonoma next week. And then at the end of the month, I have a bunch of shit over the course of a week. I'm in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Dallas, Houston, and then I'm in fucking Toronto. Toronto.
Guys, don't see Dave do that.
Dude, come on, come on.
Is this what the new hour is?
Toronto. I do it all in that voice. No, I said that one because I'm fucking pumped to go all these places. But all those places I just listed, I went to a bunch of them a couple years ago. Toronto, I haven't been to in like 4 years or some shit. I got a bunch of buddies up there, and I love that city. And yeah, I'm just so excited for all this. Oh, and I added a date in Cincinnati, Ohio. Stoked for that too.
After Toronto?
Yeah. I'm going to take the train, dude.
A train from Toronto to Cincinnati?
Well, there's a train in Canada from Toronto to Detroit, basically. Okay. And then I'm going to take a train from Detroit to Cincinnati.
Wow. This sounds like the start of your vlog.
I'm going to finally... I'm glad you brought it up. I'm
going to finally vlog it.
I'm going to vlog, dude.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Dave Ross. I'm a comedian.
And thank you for listening to Vlogging Molly.
My journey across America took me to a lot of strange places. Met a lot of new friends. Follow me.
It's just a 30-second smash cut of me getting punched in the face 60 times.
Stay out of Fresno. Stay out of Oklahoma City. Stay out of Tulsa. And stay out of Houston.
And it's always the mayor. It's like... The mayor of the town, except the mayor of Toronto, because that dude is a fucking drug addict, dude. That's not true. He's not mayor anymore.
He's not?
No, he's like...
The new guy's clean?
I don't know, actually.
Are we testing his piss? That's what I thought. Test 100% positive for gravy. This man's gravied out of his mind.
Anyway, tickets, DaveToTheRoss.com, DaveToTheRoss.com. Boom, dude. I just wanted to say that.
So I'm doing some local shows in LA. Notifications for that are at HamptonYunt.com. And I want to take this opportunity to promo my new podcast.
What?
New podcast.
Toronto.
Same bitch, new podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
With Georgia Brooks from Suicide Buddies fame.
Yeah.
Probably our best guest we've ever had is...
No, that fucking episode was so good. I mean, yeah, how do you know her?
It's going to come up on the podcast.
Okay.
Guys, the new podcast, it is about butts.
I'm going butt themed. It's called Nice Bum, Where You From?
Whoa, cool.
With Georgia Brooks and Hampton Young.
That's great. Wow. It's specifically about butts?
It's butts themed. Everything you need to know about butts in that given week.
Like the hole?
Dave, I can't give away all of the comedy.
Okay, sorry.
No, but it's going to be fun. And I think we want it to also be very much geared about butts and where you're from.
Okay, nice bum.
Nice bum.
Where you're from.
Nice bum, where you're from.
So you're going to get butt pics from your guests? Am I even asking too many questions at this point?
No, here's the idea, folks. We want to know about everything weird or interesting about where you're from. Doesn't have to be where you're living right now, but we want stories that are kind of unique to where you grew up, and or at least you identify with growing up. We want a bunch of those stories, and anything butt related, anything related to butts you want to send us that we need to talk about on the podcast.
Like shitting and diarrhea.
Hey, listen, I can't write how, you know, your future's going to go, listeners, but we want your suggestions. And so I want fans of this podcast to give us some of those suggestions of interesting places of where you're from and interesting stories of butts to nicebumcast@gmail.com. Write us, send us some suggestions, or you could write us at bumcast on Twitter.
Dang, dude.
So that's nicebumcast@gmail.com and bumcast@bumcast for Twitter. I'm really good at promos. Anyway, it's going to be a lot of fun.
When does this start?
As soon as possible, but okay. We want to get some suggestions first. All right. And kind of we'll be dropping some sort of preview of it either on the Patreon or the regular podcast with this.
Sick, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to out-dumb your podcast.
My podcast is literally called Get Stupid.
Get Stupid. But yeah, we've always been saying, nice bum, where are you from?
Oh, cool.
And we were like, what if it was just called that?
Wow, I love it.
And like, let's just make it a butts-themed podcast. It'll be about whatever and like as many dumb sketch ideas and like guests as we want. But I think that's a really good anchor, butts.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's fucking amazing. Is there a butt podcast? Ooh, what about butt buddies? You could call it.
Oh, fuck. Now I gotta call my wife. I hate talking to my wife. It's gonna be the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, you're doing a podcast with her. You gotta talk to her at least once a week now.
Ugh.
Sorry, dude.
Every week she lets me out of my cage to talk.
Oh, man. The ball and chain has a lock on my cage. What?
We're both each other's sexual prisoners. You get
we live together at the bottom of the ocean. My podcast. That's so funny, man. We like came to this sort of separately. But I have a new podcast called Get Stupid, where I sit with other comedians and we come up with projects we are never going to start. It's a riffing show, but sitting around.
Yeah. Nice bum, where are you from? Ooh, I have a perfect suggestion. Because Hampton Yun is all talk. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man. No, I'm so excited because, like, I'm a comedian and I work really hard at it, but I also imagine being a musician a lot and being in a band. And I, like, I've talked to a lot of people who have shit like that. Also, when I sit around and riff with comics, it's like, ooh, that'd be a funny podcast. We'll call it Cut Your Dick Off. Cut Your Dick Off with Derek. And then every episode, Derek cuts his dick off, right? Funny stuff like that.
I don't know, man. Maybe you should have chosen the taint.
The taint?
You talk about you have taint a taint cast. Now that I have a butt podcast.
I'm a house tainter.
Oh my God. Dude, Robert De Niro in The Irishman. He's like, I taint houses. I taint houses. I rub my taint all over your house. If you wanted, I could do some taint work on your house. If it was what you were desiring, I could do the tainting.
Let me taint. Just let me paint. I'm a tainter. I moved to Santa Fe to taint. Yeah, dude. I'm starting at the beginning of fucking February, dude. Fucking hell yeah, dude.
Wait, when you're dropping the pod?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I just decided right now.
Wow.
Yeah, right at this fucking moment, dude. Well, Hampton, what are we doing on this episode of this podcast that we're listening to, we're doing right now?
I just pooped myself.
Poop.
We're going to talk about butts. Dumb butts.
We are doing listener emails. You guys are responsible for the content.
Email.
Yeah, we haven't done that in a long time, and it'd be nice to dip back in.
Totally. The email is buddiesbuddiesbuddies@gmail.com if you want to share anything with us or have suggestions for suicides in history to talk about or anything at all. And we'll be right back after this ad for something.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Doesn't matter what they say, 'cause I'm gonna get my way if I don't wanna go.
Has its thorn.
That's not true.
Have you heard that? No. Which is a lie.
It can't be true.
Yeah, well, I mean, roses do have thorns.
Every man.
Black guy talks too loud.
What?
What?
Wait, Hampton.
I
don't agree.
Everybody with you. Wants to fuck me.
Huh.
Everybody knows that I'm smart.
I am completely devoid of psychosis.
Is this a song pitch?
So what's up, dude?
With the pod?
You got a fucking email, dude, or what, dude?
Oh, I got an email.
Let's read some fucking emails, dude.
All right. Well, I was going to say, I forgot to promo this. I don't know if it matters.
Let's
but, guys, I did put up an hour of stand-up on YouTube. So check out my YouTube channel and subscribe. And enjoy
it. Super good. It's super good. You got to watch it. I do have to admit, I didn't watch it. But
well, Dave, you're going to get a second chance because I'm also putting it up on Pornhub.
Yes!
Guys, sincerely do check out the YouTube one and subscribe because I want to get 1,000 subscribers. And start putting fucking ads.
I wonder if, because you know, like, there's like laws make it so different regions can't access certain things, and sometimes I'll put stuff on YouTube and people in Canada can't watch it. I wonder if you put shit on Pornhub. That doesn't happen. I'll bet you that it doesn't. I'll bet you that's a loophole, dude.
It's super protected. That's why I do
it. Really?
I'm like Elon Musk about my comedy. I'm like smart, and I think of... I mean, that's what that song's about. Hey, I'm very smart.
Every me deserves a Tesla. So, yeah, watch Hampton's Hour of Stand-Up on YouTube and laugh. Or if you want to jerk off to it... Make sure you don't jerk off to it on YouTube. You have to jerk off on Pornhub.
Ron Jeremy's got secrets. Secrets to make your dick bigger. Big dick secrets.
And you can only find it out on Pornhub.com/Hampton.
Hampton.
Hammy.
Yeah, I haven't titled it just yet, but I'll be putting that up very soon. All right.
Call it Hammy.
You know what?
Hammy sex.
I am tired about talking about us.
Okay.
I want to put it back on these guys.
Great. The email is buddiesbuddiesbuddies@gmail.com. And so if you have an email client, then you can email us. And if you don't have email, then that's weird.
All right, here we go. First listener email.
It is weird, Aristotle. Don't laugh at me. Fucking liar. He's a liar. Did you know that?
Whoa.
Sorry. Sorry to
burst my bubble.
Sorry to break your hammock, but
what?
I'm losing my mind over here. Look, I'm sorry to break your hammock, but
I don't mean to break your hammock.
I'm overweight and I was on your hammock.
I am overweight.
Oh man, I am awful to work with. It is terrible.
Hi, Dave. Oh, weird. Hi, Dave and Hampton and Aristotle.
Liar.
Aristotle getting the shout out. Known liar, Aristotle.
Full liar. Full cat liar.
I had a horrible depression spike today, but I've been listening to the last few recent episodes, and thank you. As I say in every email, this show is an amazing tool for helping me to weather the worst of my emotional storms. Have you guys ever thought of covering Robin Williams? I mostly asked because of the misconception that it was clinical depression that did it, when in fact he was trying to escape the horrors of a neurodegenerative illness called Lewy body dementia.
Yeah.
The way I describe it is as a perverse hybrid between Parkinson's and dementia. Damn. Wow. And being the genie. I mean, that was also, you know. Hello.
Have you heard?
Good morning, Viet.
I mean.
Damn.
I'll let you finish the email, but yeah. I have some about that I want to say.
Yeah. So, because it's about to get bummer right here.
Oh, dang,
my
dude.
Father died because of LBD about 4.5 years ago, and we can still feel the impacts of the disease. I don't know. I don't believe in awareness for its own sake, but I think of it. I think it's an important and interesting angle. Interesting.
Wow.
Thank you for reading this. I even don't think my boss or roommates have been reading my emails or texts lately. Damn. Even if we're on separate coasts, and even if we are strangers, I feel so much less alone knowing you guys are in the world. Y'all should come perform in Tampa.
Damn.
Feeling better and hope that you all are too. I don't know if they want me to say their name. And then they wrote, P.S. James Hetfield at a comedy club is maybe one of the funniest premises ever. And then P.P.P.S. Dave, that flip book was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
So a lot to discuss with that one.
Yeah, totally. What were the things? Lewy body dementia and Robin Williams and awareness around it because their father died. What was the last thing that they said?
No, they said that basically they don't feel like anybody's reading their texts or emails recently. And I'm like, wow, that's so...
It's so painful and so relatable. True. I've been there a million times. You know what's funny is that like that is... That's like twofold for me. It's a thing that people legitimately go through and that I legitimately go through. But like also, I get depressed and isolate. And I think a lot of people with depression do. Mm. And I was talking to my cousin about this, actually, how we related on this. And it was cool because she is a person who just like really feels like she has her shit together in this way. And so it was... I don't know. It was interesting to hear her talking about it, and was a reminder that a lot of people are dealing with this. A lot more people are dealing with this than you realize. And she was just saying what is true about me, which is that I'll get really depressed, and people will be asking me to hang out, and I'll just not be able to leave my house or whatever, and I'll say no, or I'll be panicking about something else. That's more mean lately, like severe anxiety, and I'll be like, no, I have to do this so I can't hang out, and then I finally get some free time, and I've said no to a bunch of people, and I didn't even realize it because I was panicking about this other thing, and then I happen totally separately to have my own free time. And then I'm like, why is no one calling me? Even though I've been called a bunch.
When it's just specific to when I'm free.
Suddenly. Yeah. Why don't they know that I'm free right now?
And it's impossible for anyone to like have an idea of when exactly you're free.
Right.
So what I'm pitching is an app that lets me know when Dave is going to be exactly free.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that is not a terrible idea for an app.
You know, just between us, I think it's going to do well in sales.
No, like some
that's
sort of
easily two sales right there.
Community building app.
Oh, where, interesting.
And you can literally just turn it on when you have free hang time.
Okay, well, here's the even darker thing. Because
no.
I think with this sort of behavior, it's all about like alienating and then feeling alienated.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you can invent that app, but I'll just find some way to be like, oh, of course I couldn't get around to using the app. Like,
yeah,
that makes it so simple.
I totally will.
It's like, won't even respond to like texts, you know, that are already being sent to me. So.
And there's another thing too. I also do want to acknowledge it is a real thing. Sometimes the people in your life aren't getting back to you. Sometimes that actually, not like you did anything. It's not like sometimes you haven't accidentally or purposely alienated people. Sometimes it's just how the fucking cards fall. And if you're depressed, it hits you in a
dark place. But I had a buddy once. Mm. I was in a, we lived together in Fresno, and I was like, I didn't really know that I had depression yet. And I was just talking about how, saying,
but you lived in Fresno.
Yeah, I know.
The show can come Sorry. On. Hey, so, come I'm on. Playing there next weekend.
Fresno, come out.
I forgot to say that. I actually am in Fresno next week, but I forget it because I'm doing a short set on Rory Scovel's show the 16th, the day after the Tool concert.
Fresno means no. That should be their slogan.
It should be.
Fres yes to Fresno.
That is a thing people say.
Oh, yeah?
Fres yes. I find it embarrassing for the whole town, but, you know, to each his own.
Yeah. You and the town, two individuals.
I do like Fresno, though, and so I'm the only one, I think.
Well, you're going back. You're stomping grounds.
But yeah, I was like hanging out with my buddy. We were like driving. I remember it. I have a photographic memory of it because it was so memorable to me. I was just saying like, man, I just feel a lot of the time like I have no friends and no one likes me, and I've reached out to a bunch of people the last few days and none of them have texted me back or emailed me back, and it's just fucked up, dude. And I was just like near tears. And he just very calmly and very matter-of-factly said, yeah, there are definitely a lot of days where it just feels like nobody has time for me today. Mm. And I was like, damn, that is such a healthier way of looking at that. And it's true because there was a time recently when I was getting responses and then not long after that, where at a few days, a week, or a month, people were getting back to me. But at that moment, it felt that way, and it always feels
it's
bad.
Like the shifting of,
but it's not forever. Yeah,
yeah, like your own perception of your own ego.
Yeah,
you're just like, yeah, wait a second. Everybody doesn't have to necessarily be at like my beck and call, or like I know that sounds stupid, but like
on your wavelength.
That's like basically what humbleness gives you.
Yeah,
is like the ability to not take that shit so fucking hard.
Right.
Like, well, how could they not get back to me? Equals, therefore, well, I guess they hate me and everything about me.
Yes.
You know, it's like you're gonna just read it so much harsher.
Yeah, and then everyone hates me and I'm nothing.
Oh, and that's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah. Well, of course, I don't reach out and they don't reach out.
Well, this Tuesday was the day that everyone found out I'm garbage.
Yeah, spinning newspaper. Hampton is a liar and a fraud. Hampton is a fraud at everything he tries.
Also about Robin Williams, I can say like real quick off the top, personally, I don't want to do an episode about Robin Williams because even though I don't know him barely well, even at all, Bobcat Goldthwait is a comedian in LA who was best friends with Robin Williams and talks about it on stage. And so there is a person very, very tangentially granted, but like in my world that knows him. And it's just when I see him, it's a reminder, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about with him. And I think it would be unfair if we had Bobcat on. Then we could talk about it, I feel like.
Yeah. So this is our reach out to Bobcat now. No. I mean, it'd be a different story if he had died of Louis C.K. body dementia.
Okay, where's this going? Where is this going to go?
It's like your mind, you start losing your mind and you start jacking off everywhere.
Oh my God, dude.
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing wrong. Everybody loses their mind. Starts jacking off. It's a mental condition.
I have two daughters who are very upset.
I have daughters. I saw.
Hello.
I even talked about this on the show before. Bobcat, I was on a show with him recently. And he had this set that was fucking incredible. Oh, you know when I talked about it before? It was actually on a solo bonus episode, which is our like
Patreon
$10 patrons and up on Patreon thing. We do like episodes of just one of us talking. And I was going, because I did this show. It's this great show. It's The Blind Barber. There's two now. There's one in Culver City. Oh, there's one in Highland Park. And I was at the East Side one in L.A., the Highland Park one, which is run by John Ozalay and Logan Gunselman, both very funny. Great show. Look it up. Please God. Please God, praise God. no, it's great. And there was this full bar
in this great place that has gourmet grilled cheeses. It's interesting. And so
that's my kind of fucking bar.
Yeah, dude, totally. Cheese only, no alcohol.
All right. Irish car bomb with fucking mozzarella sticks in it. Pooch.
So Bobcat goes up and he does this set that, first of all, was really beautiful to me because he was talking about, he was like writing this line that I think not a lot of people are talking about, which is that he was saying, I'm going to say some fucked up shit and don't be a dick about it. Please don't tape my set and then try to hurt me on the internet.
Yeah.
But then also, if it hurts you, I'm sorry. And I think we should all be trying to watch what we say better. It was like, oh yeah, it can be both. Awesome.
I love it.
And he, like, one of the things he said was, and Bobcat, if you happen to hear this, I'm sorry to directly quote a joke of yours, but he was like, when Bill Cosby was outed, people were like, Bobcat Goldthwait's been calling him a rapist for 20 years, and that was true, but I didn't know that I was right. Which is like... Which is exactly what the fucking set was like. It was so crazy and funny. But then he talked about... Robin Williams, and he said, he corrected the audience that he had Lewy body dementia, and suicide is something that happens to people with Lewy body dementia. And then he talked about, he was like, and I would sit there with him. The reason I knew he was a good friend of mine is that we would play, he would just play video games, and we would sit there, and he would play Call of Duty, and this is why I'm bringing this up. He would play Call of Duty, and he would just be on a headset, just like cursing, just being like, motherfucker.
And as like, Robin Williams.
Yeah, totally. And Bobcat, he was just like, one day it occurred to me, like, these kids are all 10 years old. Some kid is like, did the genie from Aladdin just call me a piece of shit? And I just quoted two Bobcat jokes.
Do not almost check word out Bobcat for word stuff. Dave has already done the dirty work.
Now
you've heard the jokes. Don't check him out. You've heard them. It's like a magician. You see a trick once, done. Never need to see it again.
I'm sorry I just ruined some jokes because he does them so much better, but it was like one of my fucking favorite sets I ever saw. And half of it was because he was just talking about how much he loved his friend. And so if you're interested in, like, seek out Bobcat Goldthwait in general, but like listen to him talk about this shit. He knows what he's talking about.
Oh, dude. I mean, like... One of my all-time favorite movies is World's Greatest Dad.
I still haven't seen it.
Oh, my God. I'll lend it to you. It's so phenomenal. Oh, my God. Okay. If I lend it to you, do you think you'd watch it?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's definitely one we could do a bonus episode
about. Oh, great. Yeah, I'd love that.
It's like, it so heavily involves suicide.
Oh, wow.
And public perception of it and everything. It's such a fucking good movie.
Okay.
So he's a genius, guys. And Bobcat's been a legit genius for like 60 years he's been doing stand-up. 70?
Dude,
He's dead.
Not to, I'm gonna keep quoting the same set I saw, but you were talking about Louis C.K. before, and Louis C.K., you know, there are people that are like, they're like, you know what? I mean, like, he was even saying, like, even people who know that he did something so wrong are like, you know, but I do feel bad for him. I mean, he used to play stadiums. And then Bobcat was like, I fucking used to play stadiums. Oh my God, dude. And he talked shit about Jerry Seinfeld. It was
That's
great,
why I got
dude.
Into comedy, because it's so fair.
Everybody used to play stadiums.
People just talk about how fair it is all the time.
Man. Yeah. Well, fuck, dude. I guess I'll read a fucking email now. Shit. This one... I pulled this out. We did a bonus episode about the movie Inside Out, and then we did a regular episode about Pixar and then suicide in cartoons in general. And so
it was uplifting. I felt fucking powerful after that. Every episode we walk away feeling fucking dynamite, folks.
Dude, I felt incredible.
Oh my God. Just watching it.
I feel incredibles right now while watching the movie. Like, are you okay?
Wow, man. I feel up. Okay. This person doesn't say whether or not we can say their name, so I'm not going to say their name. But hey, buddies times three. I am listening to your Bonus Buddies episode about Inside Out and had a couple random things I wanted to share with you. First, guys, Bing Bong fucking kills himself. Whoa. Yeah, this was the email, thank you, by the way, that nodded us to the idea that there's a bunch of suicide in Pixar. Secondly, let's talk about the emotion and control. For Riley, joy is the main emotion running things. For the mom, it's fucking sadness. And for the dad, it's anger. As a mom with depression who is married to my kid's dad who has anger issues, I feel personally attacked by Pixar.
You've got a friend.
Hell
yeah.
This was the part that made me cry. Damn. Third, this is why I love this movie. My son has a lot of anger and anxiety issues. He's only 7. He's been in therapy for a few years and has been making great progress. He was 3 or 4 when we saw Inside Out. The emotions being colored a certain way was so helpful in him being able to identify his feelings. It was actually really huge for him in understanding that yellow and blue can happen at the same time, and it's okay. Mm. So that's all. I actually posted something in the group saying you should cover Bing Bong suicide in the Facebook group, and holy moly, I upset the masses. And then in parentheses, I'm kidding. It was a funny thread, though. Thank you for all you do. Your podcast has got me through a few tough years, and I'm so thankful for the work you do for the show. Come visit Syracuse if you want to be in snow up to your neck performing in the comedy club in the mall where people keep getting shot and stabbed.
Hell yeah. Be cold. Dude, I only take those gigs now.
Damn, absolutely. I'm sorry, Syracuse. I had no idea.
It has to be a mall with some attacks in it.
Dude, why is that a thing?
Here last week. Dude, there's actually been a couple times where I'm like leaving a comedy club and like police lights are on the street. I'm like, what's happening? And they're like, oh, there's a bomb threat down the street or on
the street. Whoa, dude.
It's like, oh, chill.
That's because comedy clubs are always right by the Dave and Buster's. Nobody likes the Dave and Buster's.
Yeah, especially
not people who like bombs.
Extremists.
Dude, wow. That's insane. I didn't realize that was a common occurrence.
Yeah, there's also no Dave and Buster's in Mecca. Did you know that? That's crazy.
Well, that doesn't make any sense.
Seems like that would help people chill out.
Yeah, totally, dude.
There's no Dave and Buster's in Vatican City.
Yeah. Man, that's a good point, dude.
Yeah,
everywhere that's safe, there's no Dave and Buster's, dude. Yeah, dude. Maybe it's fucking IPAs and skee-ball that make people so fucking angry. You know what I mean? Whack-a-mole, drunk whack-a-mole.
Well, I really enjoyed that email. I think
totally.
I mean, I hope that, like, you know, that situation of how you view, you know, your family. I don't know. It sounded almost a little dark.
It sounded dark, but also with a good sense of humor about it, which I
anger.
Like.
I got worried.
You know, but that also describes my family.
Yeah.
And I feel like.
But if you were with somebody who was angry, I'd be like, oh, you don't have to put up with that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
I can understand it, you know, coming from that.
Right.
Or was she saying that?
She said her husband has anger issues.
Yeah.
She didn't get into detail. And look.
Don't we
right,
all?
You're
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
But I can also say I have anger issues and I go to therapy for it. And I'm sure that I will fuck up sometimes, but I don't raise my voice in relationships at all.
Yeah.
So
I'd say my default is red guy.
Yeah, I would say so too, truly. And that's why I'm in therapy. I don't like it. And
I'm just trying to, you know, control the situation around red guy. Just accommodate my entire life so that he can be in control.
I will say that I think that I have a pretty active red guy, blue guy, and yellow guy. I'm manic. I'm at 11. That's
fuck you, I love you. Fuck you, I love you. Why are you being mean to me?
I love you.
Let's just go have fun.
Well, but yeah, you're describing like the craziest version of that.
Manic, awesome person.
Yeah, totally. But I agree with you, Hampton, that you who emailed us, I hope that is a safe situation for you, truly. And you know, if it's not, get out of it. But it
sounds... That would be the weirdest way to... Yeah. I realized maybe I was being too concerned because no one would be like, this is how I'll let authorities know is through like a Pixar metaphor.
A tiny line in a Pixar joke in an email about how I'm happy for my kids.
Please contact the police.
Yeah.
Please get help.
Yeah, that was cool. That joke, that personally attacked by Pixar joke is funny. Because the thing is that like it is poignant, and it is. I think the other reason it didn't set off a crazy alarm bell for me is that I think the reason that her joke and that being the way it is in Inside Out is the case, is that I think in a lot of America, the dad defaults at anger, the mom defaults at sadness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that's not good.
Sometimes I kind of fantasize about being a dad. Like, I don't want kids, but the reality is I might have kids.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, I'm going to be the stern guy.
Oh, funny.
I'm going to be the hard hand.
Yeah.
You know, like, right. I don't know. It's like, I just see it like with our own, like Georgia and I and our cats. I'm like already like, hey, if they don't want to come in, they could sleep outside. Like,
oh, you know what I'm saying? I see.
Like, I'm definitely going to be that kind of dad.
Sure.
He's causing trouble? Well, ignore him.
Oh, wow.
Got to ignore him.
Got to
They're just going crazy. That's ignore them.
That's interesting. Why? Why do you think that is?
Because I think it does.
I think I'm going to hug them too much.
I think the hugging too much thing maybe hasn't worked out.
Uh-huh.
We're like the most depressed generation ever. Like,
yeah.
You know, like,
huh.
I think people in the end actually, they talk about it all the time with like, you know, animals and like children. It's like they do sometimes just want attention or like... bothering you, and so negative or positive attention, you shouldn't give it to them, because the idea is then
I feel like
I can stop my parents' day at any second to just all eyes on me,
huh.
And that's not. I mean, you like you can't function. Like I know so many parents that are in that situation. It's like the child does whatever, and it's like everything stops.
I feel like you should give your kids attention, though.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's not no attention, but it's like you're not playing by their rules,
yeah.
Sort of things. And I honestly like fantasize about it. Like,
interesting.
I love saying no.
Huh.
I love saying be quiet. No. These are
right.
Great, these are great things. Dave, be quiet.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Dave, do you want that? You can't have it.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to have that now.
Okay.
No.
Great.
I feel like God. I feel great.
I can tell.
This is what I'm worried about. It's like, this is clearly like my default.
And I, it's not anger. Some, do you want me to react in a different way to make you feel more like God? You want me to worship you or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
You tell yeah. me no. Tell me no. Do it.
No.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, the rush I feel. It's
I
like
know.
The quickening. I feel
what's
the electricity
the other one? No.
Going through my body.
Oh, be quiet was the other one.
Be quiet. No. Not now, Dave. No. That's not for now.
I love you so much.
Yeah, you'll be desperate for my approval.
Yeah, totally.
It works.
Great. Yeah.
It's a type of work.
Yeah,
know,
sure.
Method.
Manipulate your children into loving you.
emotionally manipulate them into loving you.
Man. Yeah, no, you're right. You definitely shouldn't coddle your kids. I agree. When I say hug them too much, I certainly don't mean that much. But maybe I do. I don't know. I have like such a distant relationship with my parents that I don't want to do that.
I'm going to hug my kid while he's at school.
Me too.
I'm going to school with him. I think I could pick up
stay
some of those
hugging.
Lessons.
My son and I stay hugging,
hugging
all the time. Oh, man.
He's 27. I love him. I love this man.
He can't talk. He can't speak English.
Yeah, okay. I've got one more email. It goes, hi, buddies. I wrote in once before from my high school AOL email address.
Whoa.
Wow. Can't believe it. I was the guy who went to a suicide support chat room and then got yelled at for being a libtard. Thanks for reading that, by the way.
Oh, wow. We're reading your second email.
You got it.
Yeah, man. So, I'm a suicidal libtard, so I get it. I'm not suicidal. I'm good.
Wait, then why do you have this podcast? Spinning newspaper. Dave
You're
Ross is
shit.
A fraud.
Trash. Garbage. Trash man.
I like the spinning newspaper. Dave Ross is a fraud. Page 2, war with Iran. Whatever.
And then there's a picture of Spider-Man for some reason.
Bring me pictures of Spider-Man. J. Jonah Jameson. Get Parker. Get me those pictures of Spider-Man. And he's okay, Chief. He runs and gets him and he goes, thanks! And he just starts jerking off. Oh, yeah! Bring me tissues from Spider-Man!
Oh, my God.
You got it, Chief. Damn, imagine the pressures of running a newspaper. You have to jack off standing up at your desk.
Oh, my God, dude. I love standing up. That's why I do stand-up comedy.
Wait, check this out. Here's the next line. Okay. So I'm a stand-up as well.
Nice, yes. Dude. Yeah. Is it Bobcat?
First up, Dave, you spoiled my new hour. But depression and anxiety got their fangs real deep into me, and I spent a year off from stand-up. Totally relatable.
Yeah, been there.
Just sad and in bed all the time. But I ended up getting a therapist, and last night was my first proper book show in over a year. Oh, wow. Damn. Happy you're back.
Yeah, good work, man. That's hard.
It was a 15-minute set, which is probably too long for somebody who had a year away. But somehow I ended up having a really, really good set, and it felt so good to have my life back and being back doing the thing I love again. I don't know if y'all have gotten your podcast Save My Life letter yet, but maybe that's not quite what this is, but it's close. I don't think I would have killed myself, but I sure as fuck didn't want to be alive anymore. Listening to you guys was absolutely instrumental in me taking the steps to get help, and to know that that's not something to be ashamed of. Your podcast saved my livelihood.
Wow.
Thanks so much.
That's so nice.
And then P.S. Last time I wrote from the AOL account because I thought, oh, they can't know I'm a comedian. I don't deserve to call myself one. How could I possibly think that two guys running a mental health comedy podcast could empathize with that? Brains are fucking weird.
That's funny,
that's
dude.
That's a nice one.
Wow.
And sorry, you didn't say to say your name, so I will not say your name. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, dude.
Gotta let us know.
Yeah, dude. Probably just in case. I mean, I don't know.
He probably didn't want fans. He probably doesn't want
Yeah, if they're
fans.
A stand-up, they probably do want us to know, but just in case they'll like have a stigma around this type of shit, we shouldn't. But yeah, thanks for writing us, man. Of course we can relate to that. The first thing that comes to mind is, I hope that you've seen Gary Gulman's new HBO hour, The Great Depression. It's fucking amazing.
It's up on Pornhub.
Yeah.
It's good.
Dude, it is so fucking funny. And
what's his closer?
Okay, get ready.
He talks about Bobcats.
Yeah, totally. Joke about. He actually listened to this episode and describes it. There's a great joke. He talks a lot about manhood and the pressure, like being a man in the 70s and 80s. And he was like, growing up in the 70s, there were only two options as a man. You were either John Wayne or Richard Simmons. There were no Paul Rudds. It's like one of my favorite jokes ever, dude. Yeah, it's really great.
Then Paul Rudd dies that week that the special comes out.
There's a great scene. It's like intercut with interviews with his mom and him talking to his mom. And there's a part where his mom is like, he was such a happy kid.
Yeah.
He wasn't depressed at all. And then it cuts to him sitting with her. And he said, this is a story that I wrote when I was five called The Lonely Tree.
There were clues. There were possibly clues. You know, and Paul Rudd seems like a nice guy. Why don't you guys check out how many times you logged flights on Epstein's plane? It's a lot. It's a lot.
Is it?
It's a disturbing amount.
Is it really?
It's like in the hundreds.
Is it true?
No.
Okay, thank God.
Yes,
dude.
It's true.
Is it? What the fuck, dude? What is this? It could totally be true.
Guys, if you want the answers, you're going to have to check out my stand-up. It's on my YouTube channel.
Well, this is a nightmare.
Subscribe to it. Find out if Paul Rudd's been on the Epstein, on
okay.
the Lolita
Express. He's kidding.
Am I?
I don't know. This sucks, dude. I truly actually feel made fun of right now. I feel, I want to know if you're being serious.
I think sometimes, and I was really thinking about this earlier, I think sometimes mysteries are better than answers. I really do.
Wow. Okay.
Sometimes answers are so unsatisfying.
You are a bully.
This is bully culture. Guys, check out my bully podcast. It's about butts. It's called Nice Bum.
Suicide Bullies.
Suicide Butts.
Bullybullybully@gmail.com.
Do be sure to write me some suggestions about interesting stories of where you're from, or interesting stories about butts, or facts about butts that you want my dumb spinoff podcast with Georgia Brooks to talk about. And I will love you so much if you do that. Thank you in advance.
Thank you guys so much for listening, and thank you for writing in. The email is buddiesbuddiesbuddies@gmail.com. Hampton and I are going to fuck off right now and record a bonus episode for our Patreon, patreon.com/suicidebuddies. We put up a couple episodes a month that are us talking for $5 patrons and up, and then solo episodes for $10 patrons and up. And I think we're just going to catch up and fuck around this time. We haven't just like sat and been stupid, just the two of us, in a while. So we're just going to do that. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. As always, you're the best fucking fans on earth. And come see us live. I'm in Northern California this week, and Texas and Oklahoma and Toronto and Cincinnati at the end of the month.
And I'm doing LA. You guys are the best. Take care. Glad you're alive.
Glad you're alive. Thank you guys so much for listening to Suicide Buddies. Remember, we tell jokes about suicide and suicidal thoughts on this show because we've been there and that's how we deal with it, not because we literally think someone killing themselves is funny. We do not. We do not think that. We want everyone to stay here with us on Earth. So if you're experiencing suicidal thoughts, contemplating suicide, please reach out to people. You are loved in this world. You can always call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK. They're a great resource. They know what you're going through, and they will hear you. Thanks again for listening to the show, and we'll see you next time.
Podcast Network.